a very famous and great Sahabi noble companion, Hazrat Hanzala radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Once, on one occasion, he went to the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a worried state, and he was worried and concerned, and he requested that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my condition is very worrisome, and I consider myself as a munafiq, as a hypocrite. And this is a big statement, a great companion. And to say this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that, on which point do you consider yourself a hypocrite? Why? And he said that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, with the praise of Allah, when I am given the opportunity to be in your blessed company, and Allah gives me the tawfiq, Allah Ta'ala gives me the ability and capability to come and sit in your majalis, in your gatherings, at that time, whilst I'm in your company, in your majalis, then my feeling and condition is very different. My condition is that within, internally, my heart is shining, illuminated, my ruh, my spirit, my soul is illuminated, and I feel a lot of improvement and change. My condition spiritually, internally, is so good, to this extent that my situation is such, with time, in the majlis, in your blessed gathering, that I can start to feel and see Jahannam, hellfire and paradise, is as if it's in front of me. That experience overcomes me, overwhelms me, as if I am seeing paradise and hellfire, and the akhirah, the worry of the akhirah, the hereafter, overwhelms me. And then, when I leave your gathering, your company, and slowly, slowly my condition starts to change. I have my wife, my children, home, outside, work, the worldly occupations, and I get busy in these things. And then with the occupation in the dunyawi things, alongside those actions, then these feelings that I have in front of you in your company, they diminish and go. So I feel I am a munafiq, I am a hypocrite, because my condition is changing. Great hadith, big hadith, significant hadith. We pay attention to this hadith and bring it practically to ourselves, so we can compare ourselves. What is our condition? That a person who is negligent in the dunya always, concerned about dunya always, and we are like this. And what percentage? 99% or 100% of the people are like this. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave an answer after hearing this statement of Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu. Then Rasulullah ﷺ gave a reply, and the meaning of which is that the muhaddithin, the scholars, have debated on this beautifully, nicely, a great debate and analysis. And some of the muhaddithin have gone to one understanding that the whole of tasawwuf has been mentioned and summarized in this hadith, the whole of tasawwuf, purification of the heart and the soul, because a companion represented the whole ummah and their condition that we have today, the sahabi, so that we could learn from him. And he explained that the conditions of nifaq, hypocrisy, are these. So what will happen to us then? So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that this condition that you've presented to me, O Hanzala, totally, you are right. I don't reject what you're saying. You're right, and you should be like this. You should feel this. Totally, you should have this analysis and worry. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has given this sort of effect to the world, because the world has been created with these effects. What else is there in the dunya? In the dunya, there's attraction away from Allah. It makes a person a ghafil, negligent, unaware. You sit down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes with people, bone idle people, their effect will overcome you. If you go to a gathering where people are swearing, speaking nonsense, futile talk, then when you depart from there, you will see your condition has changed. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that this is totally correct. That place you're speaking about, the dunya, wife, children, outside, occupation, busyness, that this will have an effect on you. And your feelings and emotions will change. And who can be saved from this? Who can be saved? So this feeling that was represented in the title given to this is very dangerous. What is this? The Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, what have I become? What is the condition? Munafiq. Hypocrisy. Hypocrite. Think about this. So he mentioned in this hadith that in this situation, when there's a person in this situation, a woman, a man, a brother or a sister, and are in the position of negligence, the ghafil, and they are unaware of the akhirah, what is going to happen in the akhirah, and the feeling of the akhirah, the worry of the hereafter is totally dead, you can say, inside and gone. Rasulullah ﷺ did not say this, and remember this point, that, oh, leave your wife, or leave your children, leave your business, don't go to work, don't go outside. No. Or don't go here or to other gatherings. No. Or the dunya, leave the dunya and reject this point. No, it's okay, what you're saying is fine. No, Rasulullah ﷺ did not say this. Because this is the dunya and this is the effect of the dunya that we're living in. And Rasulullah ﷺ has not guided us or told us to leave dunya or to reject the dunya. No. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell us this, and he didn't say this, and he also recommended, and he did not reject sallallahu alaihi wasallam the condition that Hazrat Hamdallah was experiencing, that a person does go towards nifaq as a result of going too much into dunya. So now let's analyze, reflect, and look at the whole ummah and the effects of this on the ummah, that totally we are full with the nifaq. And if the death comes in this way, in this condition, then let's look at this hadith here. Then we are all of us satisfied and content without any worry whatsoever, that we are totally fine. Totally we are sitting as if we have the guarantee certificate. Look from home, outside, in our relatives, here and there, left and right, everywhere. This total sketch that Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, a companion, he drew out. Totally it's a sketch of our lives. And how we pass our time. And doesn't matter how much we say we have iman, but this sahabi said, I've got nifaq. Hypocrisy. And when death comes, then the death will come in that way, in that form. Why? Because from our tongues we keep on saying, making statements, but our physical and spiritual and physical demonstration is that we are immersed in dunya. And dunya has overwhelmed us and taken over our lives. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time did not say that leave the dunya either. So what do we do? What's the solution? We're in between two extremes. Subhanallah. So from both sides, opposite things. That if a man stays like this, negligent, unaware, arrogant, ignorant, then he is like a munafiq. He's gone, he's lost. So if we don't implement what Rasulullah ﷺ has told us, then we can take away from this misconception from us, because Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a clear acceptance and accepted his words that yes, you are right. This is honesty. If a person like this, then he has the condition of nifaq, hypocrisy. So here we are something and somewhere else we're something else. In the masjid we're something and outside the masjid we're something else. Islam, this is not the definition of Islam. This is not the meaning of Muslim. A Muslim is a Muslim everywhere. His iman should be consistent. He should maintain his deen wherever he is. So there is an effect of the dunya. So death in this manner, in this condition, very dangerous. Very dangerous. This is not a small thing. Let's reflect on this deeply. And those people who reflect deeply, who have an understanding, and then on top of this, if we look at this, that these things don't allow us to create worry. When the fikr of the dunya overwhelms a person, it doesn't even allow that person to have fikr or worry. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in this situation, you are totally right. You are correct. So what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That change your condition. Improve your condition. Subhanallah. Look at the cure. That when you are in this condition and you feel that you are munafiq, hypocrite, and the dunya is overwhelming you and there's danger for you and nifaq is in within you and you worry about this and you're afraid of death and you're afraid of dying in this manner and you're afraid of going to the grave in this manner, then why are you just standing doing nothing? Then change your condition. Improve your condition. Does it take long? O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how shall I change this condition? What should we do? How should we change this situation? then change it just the way you have done it now. Continue to do what you're doing. How? That when you come to my majlis, what are you? Very strong, totally different and improved. What is your condition? That I am in the position of ihsan. I start to experience the good things in your majlis. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this is the cure. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi gave the hint that this is the cure to the Qiyamah. Until Qiyamah, the Ummah has been given the solution that when you keep on going to such majalis, when you keep on going to good gatherings, attend and get the benefit, then alhamdulillah, the solution to your nifaq will be attained. Will be attained. This is the point we have to understand. And these are the majalis of the Ahlullah, of the people of Allah. This is not a drama, nor are they magicians, nor do they have a link with the dunya. The walis of Allah, they don't spread the deen for relationships with people or greed or trying to attain dunya. Rather, bi-idhnillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that until the day of judgment, He has sent the deputies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the dunya. Ulama haq, the walis of Allah, the people who have been sent by Allah, the ahlullah, they will enable this majlis of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same effects to continue until Qiyamah. That just like we have the Qur'an, we have fiqh, jurisprudence and tafsir and commentary and Qur'an, this ilm will continue until the day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala has prepared this, mashallah, there are darul ulooms, institutions, muhaddithin, scholars of fiqh and jurisprudence, this machine, manufacturing of the ulama scholars will continue until Qiyamah. Hadith will continue to be read and taught. Muhaddithin will be born, and Darul Ulooms and Islamic universities will crop up everywhere in the world, and hadith will be taught and studied, and Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life will be discussed and shared and continue till the day of judgment. So in the same way, just like a person who dies as a munafiq, what is his cure? So also for the cure of a person's nifaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared a solution. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that don't worry, it's not the case, just like Quran and hadith and fiqh and these sciences will continue. Then the science of the solution to nifaq is more critical, essential. It's the soul of a Muslim's life. And what is the solution? That what you are seeing. Just like you have come to my majlis, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this same majlis Allah will allow to continue until the day of judgment, because this majlis is the solution to nifaq. I won't be here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people will change. Abdullah bin Masood won't be here to teach Quran and hadith, because scholars will come, ulama will come, their faces will change, but the face, the blessings will continue. Quran, hadith, fiqh, jurisprudence, the sciences of ilm, nul. So the same, the Ahlullah, the walis of Allah, they are continuing that same phase that was obtained in the company of Rasulullah ﷺ, the spiritual phase, the solution to nifaq, and today, and tomorrow, and ongoing until Qiyamah, ongoing. Alhamdulillah, if a person wants to save himself from nifaq, hypocrisy, how does he do that? Because we cannot be saved from nifaq, hypocrisy, because Rasulullah ﷺ said that this is the dunya. This is how it is. Every person will be in the dunya, will be our children, our business, because this is all part of our life. And then the dirt, the impurity of the dunya will come onto us. And if we die like this, then we have lost. We will not be able to pass the test. What answer will I give? There's a man, and he is next to the well, and he's thirsty, and he's dying of thirst. And he's been asked, why are you thirsty? Why are you dying of thirst? There's a well next to you. Why don't you extract the water? Take the water out, drink it, quench your thirst. You won't die. So will Allah not ask us on the day of judgment? That tell me, that wherever you went in the dunya, wherever the people lived, Allah Ta'ala said, I dispersed my walis and the Ahlullah, their majalis were there, present. Why did you not attend? Can a person say this? Could anyone think before today, 30 years before today, that we would sit here and do dhikr of Allah? Could we think that there will be a masjid there, the Muslims will be here 50 years go back? Could the people who lived here think that a Muslim will walk by this street? And how will they know that there will be here the majalis? And could anyone know that hundreds of years ago these trees and birds would be here? No. So Allah Ta'ala wanted the Muslims to come here, to live here. And just like Allah Ta'ala prepared their food and their drink and their sustenance and wealth, Allah Ta'ala also prepared that I want to save the Muslims from nifaq, from hypocrisy. And that Muslims will be born, they will live here, they'll have a need, they need to wash their hearts, purify their souls. Allah Ta'ala prepared for us. Automatically Allah Ta'ala said, all the majalis of the Ahlullah, the walis of Allah, the sheikhs, they are not there for charity. They don't ask for charity money. Look at the khanqas or where the walis of Allah sit. They'll sit under a tree or on a straw mat in the wilderness, in the desert. They will never ask for charity. They'll never raise donations. Oh, give me money so I can make a khanqa and then I can run this program of dhikr and purification. No, they rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They totally trust in Allah. Oh, give me donation. I need to pay the electricity bill, or we need to sit and make the food so we can eat and then we do the dhikr of Allah. No, that the majalis of the walis of Allah, those who weigh and analyze the gathering of the walis of Allah based on dunya, they are Abu Jahl. the Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl weighed the Prophet ﷺ's effect and presence based on dunya, and he was Abu Jahl, wretched. So the person who analyzes the wali of Allah and thinks that the wali of Allah is linked to the dunya and that I can benefit from the gathering of the wali of Allah on dunya, the person who weighs the wali of Allah or analyzes the wali of Allah based on dunyawi factors, he's Abu Jahl. I say this openly. He is Abu Jahl. Open Abu Jahl totally. Tell me, taqaddus, greatness, respect and adab for these majalis, the gatherings of dhikr and the majalis of the Ahlullah, then let's look at this day and age and this generation in the light of this hadith. That today openly, we have to accept that there are two extremes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed two extremes in this hadith. One is the spiritual and the feeling of iman, strength. And the other opposite is the fact of hypocrisy. And there's only one thing that can solve this issue in between. What is that? Attending the gatherings of the walis of Allah, the pious people, the sheikhs. Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah have made it clear that go to the dunya. Of course you have to live in the world. You have to go home, family, work, occupation, business, and the dirt of the dunya will come onto you. But the solution is to attend and sit in the gathering of the wali. Hazrat Handala radiallahu anhu did this. Like, go to the dunya, go, live, and spread out, and disperse. But when you come to me, then you will reach to the position of ihsan, as if you are seeing Allah and all of the realities of the deen. Then you will understand the deen. And alhamdulillah, this is the biggest, you can say, struggle and effort for a Muslim every day of his life or her life. That if a person gets such a gathering, a majlis, think about it for a moment, that such a majlis is existent, continuing, running, then to think negatively about that majlis. A person should have in his heart the greatness, the adab, the manners, respect for this gathering, the majalis of the walis of Allah. This is essential. This is important, otherwise we will attain nothing. We will attain nothing. Remember this, that a person, if he takes the whole of the Quran or the attendance to the masjid, praying, leaving, and not looking and thinking, what is my salah? What's the status of salah? Can allow me to do mi'raj and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's experience, his closeness, and if I don't consider and ponder and reflect over my salah deeply, then I'm just following a routine. Oh, I prayed salah. Oh, I went to the masjid. I went to dhikr. I just went and did dhikr, and we have no feeling of the effects. So this is no good. These majalis, brothers, are very precious. Alhamdulillah, the taqaddus, the manners, the adab. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great, great ibadah and worship. There's a big objective in attending the majalis of the walis of Allah, the majalis of dhikr and spiritual majalis. And if we see and look around us visually, that today in the dunya we have fasad, we have issues and problems, a lack of iman and deceiving people, stealing from people, immodesty. I'm talking about the Islamic environment. I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about us, Muslims. Forget about other people. We've left everything else. We've left everyone else behind. We're at the forefront of all the problems in the world today. Our halakat, our circles, our communities and societies in the Islamic countries. Allahu Akbar, I'm speaking about that with you. That with you. Our situation, our condition, our situation, our status. If we look in our homes, outside, left and right, everywhere within our communities, what is the condition? What is the hal? The hadith is telling us straight, because we have left this path. Totally the alam, the whole of mankind has left the gatherings of dhikr, going to the walis of Allah, taking their company. Everybody's left this practice. Everybody. Nobody even knows what is the objective of going to a wali Allah, of having the sohbat of a wali of Allah, what is the benefit to us, that how great is this action, and the loss for leaving this. That this is nifaq, a hypocrisy. A person will die as a hypocrite if he shuns the company of the awliya Allah. If he rejects it, nothing else can save him from nifaq. And today this is a disaster. The reason for our disaster, spiritually, morally, is that we have left these majalis, we have decreased their status and the importance and the essentiality has left our minds. So my request, my friends, is this, that this is a very big reward and ni'mah from Allah. Okay, fine. I will explain to you from the verse of the Quran that what is the importance of the remembrance of Allah and the majalis, the good gatherings. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam is a great prophet of Allah. Great prophet of Allah. And every Nabi was given mu'jizat, miracles. And Allah Ta'ala gave a timely miracle to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. That was his lehen, his beautiful voice, melody, lehen-e Dawoodia. And this was his mu'jiza, his miracle, that he had a beautiful melodious voice. And this voice will be heard in Jannah, lehen-e Dawoodia. And it will be felt and heard. subhanAllah, in paradise, his talawa, his recitation, and this was dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. So here, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has stated that, look, that he was my Nabi, my Prophet, and that Nabi, Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, gave him a beautiful voice. And with that voice, he was given the desire, he had the passion for dhikr, for remembrance of Allah, for recitation. With passion, he would recite. And then on top of that, Allah Ta'ala said, what did I do? That when he would recite, then he would recite on his own. Then I said, no, we need to have a majlis, a gathering, not on his own. So what happened? Allah Ta'ala said, not just human beings, but birds and mountains, rocks, they joined in that majlis of the dhikr of Allah. Beautiful, melodious voice was given to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. Then Allah Ta'ala allowed and told and enabled the mountains and birds to join in with Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. So when he did dhikr of Allah, all the mountain ranges and the birds would join in and do dhikr with Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. So this, look, this verse of the Quran solves issues. Number one, how collective dhikr is correct, sitting down and doing dhikr, and the condition of dhikr, the enjoyment and the lazzat. Because mashallah, you will know you do this a little bit. And after that, that even if you say it from your broken down voice, but if you try with a little bit of a rhythm and a nice melody, what is this? Let us do with the passion, with the desire. What is the fikrah? What is the word here? What is Allah Ta'ala saying? That I gave Dawood a beautiful voice, allowed him to recite, gave him a majlis, a gathering, and alongside with the majlis, I gave him others to do dhikr, and this was a favor on Dawood alayhi salam. This is the Quran. What did I give to him? A favor, a ni'mah from myself, Allah says, a gift. So this is a great, to get a majlis, a gathering today, in this day and age, is a favor from Allah on us. So tell me how great a gathering, how important, how critical, how essential to attend these majalis. This is such a great gathering. Allah Ta'ala says, consider this as my hasan, my favor on you. Not some minor thing, you can do it or leave it, where a person is sitting doing dhikr of Allah, and the leaders there, the host, the sheikh, and everyone else is sitting doing dhikr, and people in their homes are doing dhikr, and they're remembering Allah with their voices nicely, with ikhlas, sincerity. Then Allah says, this is the sunnah of Dawood alayhi salam, that I preferred this myself, and I didn't just prefer it, rather when there's a majlis like this gathering, then consider the favor of Allah is descending on those people. This is how important, I'm trying to clarify the essentiality of this practice. And the greatness of this practice and the reward for this practice. Now we're sat here like animals and monkeys. Let's think for a while here. Why don't we have adab and importance? Why don't we give importance to this? That nowadays Allah Ta'ala says such a great gathering, to have a majlis of dhikr of Allah, to attend it is the greatest number. So brothers, me, you, to sit here, we're not favoring anyone. We're not doing anybody a favor. Don't think it's some great feat and achievement. And a person who's lazy in this, who's negligent in this, who leaves this majlis, or neglects this majlis, or doesn't attend this majlis, is a severely unfortunate person. Severely unfortunate person. That these majalis, to attend these with adab, we should attend these with adab. Totally. And not just this, these protect our iman and protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy, and our success in the akhirah is hidden in these gatherings. Nowhere else. This is the point. Allah says there's no other place. The hadith tells us, if you want to correct yourself, save yourself from hypocrisy, then change yourself. And how? By continuing to attend the majalis of dhikr. So if we want to improve our society, community, our hal, then we need to attend the majalis of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, the majalis of dhikr. And when, what is our duty? What should we do? We need to look in our lives. We need to reflect that little excuses, for little excuses we leave the gatherings. It doesn't make any difference to me, 3, 4, 5 majalis. But taking little excuses and to leave the majalis, to not attend the majalis, or to come to the majalis, the gathering of dhikr, and with disrespect, without adab. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't respond to lack of adab manner straight away. Allah Ta'ala's ghadab is very severe. And especially those actions that Allah Ta'ala says are beloved to me, like the majalis of dhikr, which Allah Ta'ala loves and holds daily, Allah says, I do not accept or like a person who is disrespectful with regards to the majalis of dhikr. Well, come to the majlis with dhikr, with adab, with manners. First, number one, a person shouldn't even think about leaving the gathering, about not attending the gathering of dhikr. And secondly, Allah, this majlis that you've allowed to exist and occur, Allah, it's a fadl on me, it's your blessing on me, because there's no bigger munafiq than me, and I need to solve the and cure the issue of nifaq from within me. If we don't accept that we've got deficiencies, we don't attend the gatherings to become awliyaullah and walis of Allah. No. Create fear in your hearts. Why am I going to this gathering? Because I was a munafiq, I was a hypocrite, and I'm going to earn and learn iman. The sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum, what was their style? That they would say, oh, one sahabi was walking on the road and he would take another companion, come, let's sit down and refresh and revive and increase our iman and become mu'mins. What a great hadith, rather. And then the complaint went to the Prophet ﷺ that he's saying that we need to strengthen iman. Do I not have iman? And Rasulullah ﷺ said, he is right, he is correct, totally correct, that the person who establishes the majlis, establishes the gathering, and then starts the dhikr of Allah and remembers Allah, then that majlis is for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr and remembrance, and it will definitely solve and cure the issue of nifaq in the hearts of the believers. Today in this day and age, if we are fortunate enough to find a gathering or get a gathering or be allowed to attend the gathering of the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala enables us massive, but we are like empty inside, hollow like boxes. We don't understand this. When we read the hadith and Allah Ta'ala's deen that teaches us the essentiality of dhikr, we should tremble and be afraid that in this day and age of darkness, the worst generation in terms spiritually and problems physically, and we should say, Allah, we are so severely grateful to you. You've allowed us to attend the gathering of your remembrance. You've established these majalis. And so foolish and stupid and blind are those people. What do we do? Oh, they say, why do you go to... They criticize people who go to dhikr majalis. Are you mad? Are you crazy? Why are you wasting your time? Astaghfirullah. They don't know the big adab that they will earn from their foolish talk, from their futile talk of discouraging others to attend dhikr. And you, me, we come to this majlis, we're lucky enough to come. We should be careful that don't carry out actions of ungratefulness. We get up, we leave the majlis halfway through, someone's going to the toilet, urine, going to the toilet, coming after a while to me, and then we see people, they're in the dhikr gathering, after a few minutes they get up, oh, I've recited some kalama, and they leave the gathering. Oh, I've done maraqma, I'm going. I'm shocked when they're taking their coats and leaving the masjid. I think, what kind of person is this? So much pride, he's getting up and leaving the majlis, leaving the gathering. A sensible man, mature man, grown up man, what's he considering about himself? What is he? Look, a majlis of dhikr of Allah's remembrance is taking place. The person gets up, halfway, third of the way through, three quarters of the way through, gets up, takes his coat from the hanger, and leaves. I say, I've done the dhikr, I've heard a bit of banah. After that will be some maraqbah, silent dhikr, Hazrat Sahib will say a few things, or there'll be a dua. And then they leave the exit. Oh, I don't need to stay here. Brothers, this doesn't affect any of us. But do we know how important it is? For example, you leave the gathering. Is this the time during the gathering to go and urinate or excrete or go to the toilet? Can you not control yourself for 30, 45 minutes? Yes. Okay, if you're severely ill, you are badly ill, or you're a diabetic, or you're in a severe state of illness, then you've got an excuse. You could leave the gathering for a little while. But a man who's normal, who's physically healthy, and you leave the gathering to go to the toilet? I look at people who do this and I'm surprised that the bayan is happening, and somebody leaves the masjid, goes to the toilet, does wudu, comes back, and he misses half an hour. 30 minutes have passed in the majlis. This gathering full of nur and mercies of Allah descending, and we leave the gathering to go to the toilet? What is the status of the gathering of the Ahlullah? Where the Ahlullah are present, the barakah, mercy, fadl, blessings, forgiveness of sins, so many multitudes of mercies come from the heavens. And that useless person, due to the world, dunya, wife, children, I've got to do this, that, he takes his coat and leaves the gathering. And I see this, that halfway through, he comes halfway through the gathering, or leaves, comes halfway through dhikr, or leaves the bayan halfway through, and I am then surprised and upset that, how sad, how will these people understand the greatness of every second of this gathering? And despite so much effort, that mashallah, there must be 300-400 bayans at least regarding the dhikr of Allah, and we are summun bukmun umyun, that we are deaf, dumb and blind. We don't have no recognition, we don't understand, we don't appreciate, we don't value this majlis, these gatherings, from second one to the last second. We don't have the manners, we don't know that this is the majlis of a wali Allah, and there's a way of attending, to come to the gathering, to sit in the gathering, and to depart from the gathering, from second one to the last minute. How a person should sit, cautiously, carefully, adab, manners, regard, respect, esteem. This is the gathering of Allah. This is the gathering of Allah's remembrance. Rasulullah said that, do you not understand this gathering? Alhamdulillah, this is the cure. This is the cure for hypocrisy in this gathering. Barakat, blessings of Allah descend. We come here 10 minutes, we come 10 minutes late, or we leave 10 minutes or 15 minutes in. Do we not know how much loss we're earning? Or you leave the gathering for 5 minutes to go to the toilet, or you go to the toilet and sit down on the toilet and then do wudu and come back after 30 minutes. How much loss have you earned? Whenever you come to this majlis, if me or others, look, I have no link here that direct this majalis is with who? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should come thinking with adab and manners we should come. We should say that until we are not free from the end of the majlis, so as soon as we enter this majlis, we come in this way, that you come in advance, come before the gathering starts, sit with ease, caution, respect, manners. There are kitabs, masail. Read the masail of suluk. The ulama ikram, the scholars, great scholars, every alim has written on this subject. Sulu, the soul of adab, manners, the respect of a gathering, the adab of a gathering, how to come, how to arrive, how to sit, how to take part, how to leave. And we are munafiqs if we think that we don't need to learn this. And I think, oh, I've come and I've done a big favor on other people who are here. I've reached here and 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I've sat, taken part. This is great. I've done greatness and I've achieved the best. And I can leave now. Allahu Akbar. So this hadith, my friends, my brothers, the mufassireen, the muhaddithin, the commentators of the Quran, the scholars, the ahlullah, the walis of Allah, have written points, delicate points. The man becomes amazed that this is the gathering of Allah's gathering. And this explanation today started from the blessed statement of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his actions. These gatherings of the dhikr of Allah started at the time of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he taught the adab and the manners and esteem for these. So brothers, we should have value for this, appreciation. Allah's given us the greatest ni'mah, the most valuable ni'mah. Never leave this action, no, waste it. Don't waste it. Come on time, every majlis, every gathering in my life. I've never seen so many majalis in one period of time. Nowhere. We had khankas. And in the whole week, we didn't do dhikr sometimes in the khankah. The khankah, the majalis. And here, the way Allah Ta'ala is delivering faiz and blessing, I don't know what's happened. Allah has given karam, mercy to the Gujarati brothers, brethren, that mashallah, Baruj and the brothers from Surat, this is their area. This is their patch. And Allah's great favor on the brethren. And they don't even know what is dhikr. I say with forgiveness, please forgive me. That we don't even know what was dhikr, how to do dhikr, what is Naqshband. This is the poor souls didn't know anything. They were far from tasawuf. And when Allah Ta'ala gave, then Allah opened up the floodgates and gave. And due to their sadaqah, we are also fortunate. We're benefiting, alhamdulillah. But what are they? That they're making a fuss. They make a fuss over little points. They disregard, we are alims, we are this, we have status, we are qaris, and we recite Quran, and we're this and that, for the sake of Allah, servants of Allah, that be afraid of Allah Ta'ala's wrath, Allah Ta'ala's strictness, of Allah Ta'ala seated us in His gathering, for us to be saved from the adab of hellfire, and He's given us protection via this majlis, via this gathering. Either prove this, that this majlis is not the majlis of the Ahlullah. This is not the gathering of Allah. Either prove this. This is not the gathering of the walis of Allah. If you think so much that this is a waste of time, futile gathering, this dhikr is not beneficial, then prove this. Prove this now. Because tell me, prove to me, do I have any worldly relationship with anyone via these gatherings? That a person who comes here for dunya, money, greed and business, they are Abu Jahl, the poor souls. They will have no benefit in this world or thereafter. They have not understood these majalis. I don't know if Allah Ta'ala will give them the tawfiq to do tawbah or not, I don't know. But I will say openly, clearly to you this point, that prove to me today, if you don't accept that this is a pious gathering, a good gathering, the gathering of the Ahlullah, then show me why. Because we meet here, we don't meet in the dunya, and Allah Ta'ala says, you meet where? What is this gathering defined as? What is this earth defined as? Jannah. And where will we meet tomorrow morning? In Jannah. Say it loudly, where? And after that, Jannah. Paradise. Because the gathering of dhikr of Allah is the portion, that portion of earth is Jannah. So tell me, is there greater friendship than this where we meet in Jannah, paradise? And with regards to this gathering, people, you say that this is not a right gathering. Okay, except in this day and age, there are peers, false peers who play games and trick others. Then show me how I'm tricking people so I can step back and say, okay, then we'll wind this all up and let's not do these gatherings in wrong. Prove it, that this gathering is wrong. Then if you cannot prove it, then if you are coming and you are attending and you got my company, then follow the advice in the guidance. We don't want to implement, nor do we want to prove that this is wrong. So we are in the middle, hanging from the middle. We're hanging from the middle. This is ajeeb. Ajib. So brothers, understand the importance of dhikr. Don't criticize on little points. Don't leave these gatherings on silly, silly excuses. This gathering will save us from the adab, from punishment in the grave and thereafter. And those who have earned, they will depart by earning a massive amount. And those who wasted will waste a massive amount. So one thing is solid and clear, and it's been proven from this hadith, that the gatherings, the majalis of the Ahlullah, those who don't attend, they have nifaq and hypocrisy in their hearts. As Alhamdulillah, radiyallahu anhu, a great companion said, Ya Rasulullah, I feel I'm a munafiq. That companion, morning and evening, attending the gatherings of the Prophet, and he's saying that the dunya is affecting me, making me weak. So what are me and you? Are we anything compared to him? Look inside us, we are dark, dirty. Dunya, it attaches to ourselves so quickly, super glue. It attaches itself to us. There's no protection for us. And such a great companion. And the Prophet ﷺ gave his example. So foolish, stupid people, we are living in that generation of destruction and loss and darkness. So how will we die? What is our hal now? What hisab kitab will we give in the hereafter? My brothers, be careful. We should be grateful. This is a ni'mah, shukr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to sit in his gathering. We sit, we come. Allah has invited us and we come. We should sit with seriousness, with adab, manners. Don't think it is insignificant. Don't do bi'adabi. Come on time. Come before time. Early adab, manners, respect, caution. Leave with adab, manners. And if you have a severe need that you can't attend the gathering, or you have to go to the toilet, you're desperate, come before the gathering. Eat, drink, toilet, urine, everything before you come. And then we're going to sit in the gathering for 2 hours and not move, and follow the sahaba ikram, how they would sit. They would sit like totally still. As alhamdulillah, radhiyallahu anhu, said that I said I do these three things. What are your three actions? I come, I see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, that I hear the beautiful precious pearls that come from his blessed statements, and to take them and practice on them. SubhanAllah, this is the sahabi who demonstrate this to us. I attend the gatherings of Rasulullah ﷺ. I take the words, I listen to the words, and get close to the Prophet ﷺ. And these three things, what do I attain? Look, so this is the ahsan, and through, due to these three things, as Alhamdulillah said, through all the sahaba, that we get the station of ahsan. And the mufassireen have said that there will be people who Allah Ta'ala sent in the world, that when we see their face, our iman will increase. When we sit in their company, we will get the qurb, the nearness of Allah. When we hear their words and dialogue, our iman strength will increase, and this amal will continue till qiyamah. Till the day of judgment. It's happening now. This is what we get in these majalis. We leave the gatherings to go to the toilet, to pass stool and excrement, and talk rubbish outside in the wudu area. We leave the gathering halfway through or a third of the way through. Say, that's enough for me. I've done enough and I leave. Then barakah will be devoid in your life, and will leave your life, and there will be no barakah in your life, and there will be no forgiveness for this. Why? Because we don't realize. We don't realize. Understand this point now? And there's another beautiful point that's coming in my mind. Beautiful point, that for the people of the world and the dunya, for the people of the world and the dunya. Great point. Haza hamdala radiyallahu anhu. Why did he do this action? Why did he attend the majalis of Rasulullah? Why did he say that I feel like I'm a munafiq, O Prophet of Allah? Haza hamdala radiyallahu anhu. What was he teaching us here? What's the God he said? How did he say this? Ya, O Prophet of Allah, I feel like I'm a munafiq, I've lost iman. He left the gathering. What happened? He left the gathering, then he came back. And remember this point here. That he had fikr and worry about himself, his personality, his spirituality, his ruh. He reflected, he analyzed himself. So the hint, that direction, the learning given here, every human being, every moment should continue every second to reflect on himself, herself. What are you? Are you a thief? You are without iman, immodest, immoral, a zani? Are you a liar? Are you a zani? Are you a criminal? Are you committing sins? When you keep on questioning yourself, and when you feel that, oh, I've fallen down, I've lost, then run. I've destroyed, I've lost, I need to revive my iman, refresh my iman. Nobody, no human being, no woman can get protection unless he continues to reflect and analyze in himself. There are many of you, us, me, everyone, there are many others who, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has created a function within them. They keep on reflecting and thinking, I need to save myself, I need to improve myself. I'm a sinner, I'm doing wrong, I need to go away from the wrong. MashaAllah, you've heard so much, and MashaAllah, your mind is such a height that when you came initially, you must have had pride and ghurur. I've come to learn dhikr. What's this? But now, MashaAllah, you have become like true human beings, and you've understood that what is the soul, that what is our destination, what is our objective. So you've come out of that shell of takabbur and pride. But what about the people outside in the dunya? Just, it's not for a cult or group that we are just here, us, and this, the khanka is just for us. Is this the dunya? No, there are millions and billions of people out there in the world, Muslims, Mu'mins, people who need guidance. So what speciality have come into our life? That what we need to understand, we have stopped thinking about ourselves, that we are wrong people, or we are sinners. Allah gives a little bit of a height, little bit of a glory, and he forgets thinking about himself that I am wrong. Remember this point. Always instill a habit in yourselves. If Allah gives a maqam, that Allah Ta'ala says we need to get to the station of ihsan, that the sahabi has alhamdulillah radiyallahu anhu said that I see with my eyes, experience hellfire and jannah. I can feel this. And may Allah Ta'ala take us all to this maqam. And what is the way to get to this station? The same route. What is the sohbah of the sheikh, the company of the sheikh? The listening to the speech of the sheikh, the company of the sheikh, and the sight of the sheikh. The sahabi has, alhamdulillah, he did this with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He reached the station of ihsan where he felt that he could see Allah. He was worshipping Allah. And today in this day and age, we can do the same by attending the majalis of the Ahlullah, sitting with the wali Allah, looking at the wali of Allah, and listening to the wali of Allah. And those who have sincerity, ikhlas, and adab, and manners, we all of us can attain this situation as well. If we consider Allah has given me a great, massive ni'mah, not a person of pride, I don't need to attend the gathering, or I can leave the gathering halfway, or I can go to the toilet halfway. Not those who follow these opinions and whims and desires. No, those who follow the adab as taught by the sheikh. Today we're going to do dhikr at 4 a.m. Then 4 a.m. he will come fresh, prepared, or just like he's coming to pray dhuhr. Same. They don't know the difference in time, morning, early. Or if the sheikh says today the masjid will be at 10 a.m, then totally they'll be prepared. Doesn't matter how many functions of the world, they will leave them behind. They will enter the gathering of majlis of dhikr fresh, revived. They will forget the dunya, I have to work during the day, etc. These are the personalities in the dunya. Alhamdulillah, those people come to the majlis because they understand, and then they will reach to the station of ihsan. So this is the place. Just like a car, we have a car, is going from A to B. So if you are going from A and you want to go B, London, you will get to London eventually, once you, if you're following the guidance and the practice. So this car that we are sitting in, it is the car to paradise. And inshallah, it will definitely take us to paradise. And we will get the martaba of ihsan, the station of ihsan. But the loss, why we lost it, is because of us. We don't have manners, no adab, no manners, no value, no appreciation. We don't understand the importance of the majalis. We have pride in our hearts. We think we are better than this majlis. We think we have reached to the heights and Jannah. My friends, are we better than the sahaba? Look at the sahaba ikram. They consider themselves as munafiqs. And me and you, what are we? After 4 gatherings of dhikr, we forget who we are. Every second we should think, I'm a munafiq, I'm a hypocrite, I did this, I was good before, I'm the sinner now. Why don't I feel like going to the majlis today? Why am I shunning and rejecting such a majlis? Because these are defects within our hearts. Straight away think that nifaq is coming to my heart. Run, run, run to the gathering, because I've got to cure my nifaq, my hypocrisy, just like the sahabi. We have made a pattern, a trend. What is this life? Because akhirah, it is a very delicate thing. Nazuk, delicate. Not just we've come to dhikr, and we've come to do dhikr, and I'm free now, and I've done dhikr, I'm the greatest, the best Muslim. No, every second a Muslim has to reflect, analyze, what is my hal? How strong is my own? Because within a second, shaitan makes a Muslim a mu'min mutakabbir. So this is the path, my brothers, to summarize, to get success. The path that you embarked on, you're journeying on, you're traveling on, this is the path. Today or tomorrow, we will reach to the destination, definitely. But that's it. May Allah Ta'ala has put us on the path. Let's do dua, pray Allah gives us steadfastness, consistency, and with salamti, and with safety, and good health, Allah Ta'ala makes us reach to the destination. Ameen.